You are listening to episode 77 of the Path to Motherhood podcast.
Welcome to the Path to Motherhood podcast. I'm your host and fertility life coach, Sarah Brandel. Join us each week as we walk through navigating your trying to conceive journey. My mission is to share the skills of managing your mind, processing emotions, and living a full life to create a more authentic path to motherhood.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Path to Motherhood podcast. I am really excited to talk about today's topic. It is one that when we get started, you may be like, Sarah, this does not sound like it relates to infertility and pregnancy loss, but I promise that it does. But also, like, this skill that we're going to talk about today is impactful in so many areas of life. So don't throw away that you can use this skill and these tools that I'm going to talk about today in every other area of your life. That's why I'm so excited to share about it, because it is something that has truly changed so much about how I approach my life and my career and my business decisions and family decisions and getting through infertility and just so many different things. So stick with me and hopefully you enjoy this conversation about decisions and decision debt. But before we do, I'm looking outside and it is a sunny, sunny day in February. This isn't going to go live for about a month, but I am so excited for warmer weather. I'm in Ohio, so we get all four seasons, which I do like, but I would prefer like a month of winter, a couple months of spring, a longer summer, a couple months of fall, and then, like I said, a month of winter. Like, I like it. I want it to happen, but it doesn't need to be here as long as it is. So I'm ready for the chilly weather to be done. I keep daydreaming about the sun and warm weather and the pool and getting in the water. The truth is that coming off of IVF and now expecting our IVF miracle and adding daycare expenses, a big vacation is not in the budget this year. Definitely not, unless something crazy happened. And so I am trying to mentally prepare for the fact that we probably won't be doing that this year, and I'm going to have to make the best of the swimming pool, and that's okay. I can enjoy it, but I'm just ready for it to be here. So that's what I've been thinking about today, is how much I want to be in the pool. Sounds so nice. So anyways, that's what's been on my mind that's not podcast related. Sometimes I like to share something with you guys. But as I said, today we're going to talk about decisions. And I think this concept, this way of thinking about decisions is so important. And that is that you can have decision debt. And what do I mean by that? We all know what debt is, right? This is buying things that we can't afford. And then we have to pay back on them to, you know, someone. We owe someone for what we bought that we bought on debt. And I think about decisions in that way. And I think that often people don't realize how impactful delaying making decisions really is in our day-to-day life. It really does have a big impact on our energy levels, our focus levels, our ability to really keep moving forward and have success. And just, like I said, your ability to focus, to narrow in on what is important and not just be distracted by so many background messages and subliminal thoughts and things. And I think that's easy to happen when we don't make decisions. And I think as a society, we're kind of trained to slow down decision making. We're kind of trained to avoid decision making, as if waiting and taking longer to make decisions is the responsible thing to do, right? To think about it more. Let me make a really educated decision. And while there's some nuance to that that is understandable and is true, and I understand where that's coming from, I think it's kind of backfired on us. And I think it's caused us to get to this place where we really truly are afraid almost to make decisions. And where does this come from? I think one of the biggest areas that this comes from is this thing that has been created in our society where we somehow believe that we need to always be right. that we need to never mess up, that we need to never have setbacks, that we need to never have a failure. And I see this, for those of you that don't know, I do some teaching in a graduate school program, some adjunct teaching, and I see this in these students, these 20-something-year-olds who have been very successful in their educational career thus far, and they have been taught from a young age in school that you need to get things right. You need to pass the test with an amazing grade. Failure is not an option. This is how you get into these hard programs. This is what is expected of you. And it has taught them that, like I said, they can't fail. They can't make mistakes. They can't get anything wrong. And I see this play out when we are trying to teach them skills, when we try to have them attempt things, knowing they're not going to be good at it at the start, and that's okay. And expecting them to learn from the process, learn from the failure, learn from the setbacks, it is a very uncomfortable experience for them. They really, really, really struggle with it. This turns into them like negotiating and bargaining for every little point to try to better perfect grades. This turns into them thinking, well, if you didn't set me up for success, then, you know, like, I should always be getting perfect A's on every assignment. And if I'm not, there's a problem. This sets them up for like literally freaking out when they receive a lot of feedback for improvement on an assignment. And I know this is like you're somewhat of a tangent, but I mean it, where we have been taught from a young age, like we need to be right. And I know you can relate to this because so many of you come to me needing to make a decision and you feel so stressed out about it because you feel like you have to make the right decision. You feel like I can't commit. I have to think about this for a couple weeks because what if I make the wrong decision? That would be the end of the world. That would be so awful that I would rather carry this decision debt, not make this decision, let it linger, think about it, procrastinate on it, carry the stress and the energy depleting parts of having an unmade decision with me in my day-to-day life, just so I know I'm not going to get it wrong. And I really just want to show you that what this does, this procrastination of making decisions is really what it is, causes you to pile up so much decision debt. And decision debt shows up as confusion. It wastes our energy. It holds us back. It is very distracting and sometimes distracting in like a subliminal way that we don't realize it's there, but it really is. It's constantly processing and thinking about it in the background. And often we don't even realize that that is happening. And so what I have learned along the way with this skill is to become an intentional quality decision maker is a skill that improves your life so much and helps to make you such a more efficient person, such a more clear-minded person, and frees up so much energy in your life. And so something that I do with clients is help them make decisions, make confident decisions, and move forward in life and feel the freeness that is not having all this decision debt. And to do this, there's a couple things that we have to accept and know are true. Once we make a decision, we have to go start taking action on that decision. And that can be scary, right? Especially if we're worried that the decision might be wrong. It can feel scary to go take the action and risk showing everyone, oh, we made the wrong decision. But the truth is that you're going to be uncomfortable regardless. Sitting here and not having made the decision, stuck in indecision, versus going out there and taking action on the decision you made and being nervous and it being risky, both of those are uncomfortable. So you might as well go after the one that's hopefully going to take you to the result that you want. Another thing that we've talked about before is that often I find that when it comes to decision making, people are looking at like a silver bullet of this one decision is going to solve all my problems. And often that's not how it works. Often when we make decisions, it gets us a step closer. And then we reevaluate and we make another decision and we get another step closer and another step closer. And that's typically how it really works. Another thing that I want to tell you is we get to change our mind. Isn't that so cool? I always joke about this. I find it so funny that like when people are really struggling to make decisions, it's as if they could never go back on that decision ever, no matter what, for the rest of their lives. And that's just not the case. Now, sometimes I will give myself timelines, right? Like I'm going to commit to this decision for at least 30 days and then I can reassess and decide if I want to continue with it or choose something else. Maybe it's 6 months, a year, it depends on the decision, but you're allowed to change your mind. And nothing has gone wrong if you've done that. You've just now developed more information to make a more educated decision. And that's totally fine. The other thing is that you have the job of making the decision you make the right decision. So what does that mean? It means that we need to drop all this regret and beating ourselves up for making wrong decisions and instead intentionally decide the decision I'm making was the right decision in that moment and we're going to move on with it and make our life good regardless of how that decision turned out. So I'm going to share a non-infertility example with you. I had student loans. And this was in the heat of the pandemic when student loans were on pause. And I was still making payments on them, but I knew that that pause was supposedly ending soon. And there was just these record low interest rates. And my interest rates on my student loans were insanely high. And so I made the decision with my partner, my husband, to consolidate and refinance those student loans. Intentionally choosing to go move them to a low interest rate, an interest rate that you could not get right now in the state of the economy. And when I did that, that was the goal, right? That was the intention. But what happened? Those non-payments, the deferral of payments with 0% interest got extended for multiple years post when I made that decision. So was it the right financial decision? If you do the math, maybe those couple years of no interest and me making payments would have been so impactful that it would have been the better, technically on paper math decision. I don't know. I've never done the math to figure it out. But here's the deal. I could have beat myself up, regret the decision, thought that was so dumb of me. I cannot believe that you did that, and let that eat at me for years to come. And instead, what I have done is I have said, I had information in front of me, interest rates were low, I saw an opportunity, and I made an educated decision, and I'm moving on with it. I have a protocol in place with a low interest rate to pay these student loans off, and I feel good about that. And literally, like, drop all the other drama. I've made that decision the right decision for me, and I'm good with it. So how can you make the decisions you commit to right, regardless of the outcome? That is what I want you to question. And this requires using your intuition, using your wisdom, using your trust in yourself to know what's the right decision. So now that we've talked really about just decisions as a whole, I really want to talk about this when it comes to infertility. We have decisions out the wazoo. What interventions are we going to use? How am I going to care for myself on this journey? Do I want to keep going and take, you know, more cycles? Do I want to take a break? Do I want to become, step up my intervention. So like I'm just tracking and now I want to start medications or consider IUI or IVF or NAPRO. Like, do I want to step up to my next level of support in this process? Do I need to get mental health support? When am I going to decide I'm done trying to conceive? Right? These are just some examples of decisions. There's so many. I remember one that was really hard for me was deciding if I should or shouldn't take a medication. It was prednisone in my infertility treatment. I have PCOS. There was studies and maybe some question of if the prednisone would help me get pregnant and stay pregnant. But I also knew that it was going to worsen my blood sugar and my PCOS, and that wouldn't be a good thing. And I really struggled to come to a decision. I went to my own coach to talk through that decision with her to help me make this decision. So there's so many decisions on this process. And I find that women get so paralyzed. They procrastinate, they overthink, they delay, they don't make the decision. And so I'm here for you to like listen to this, come back, re-listen to it, and think about how can you use this concept of avoiding decision debt, of making intentional decisions to get clear on when it's time to take a break, when it's time to change your treatment protocol, when it's time to advocate for yourself, when it's time to get a new provider, and make those decisions right for you. Even if you make the decision and it doesn't magically make you pregnant next month, it can be the right decision. You get to believe that. You get to trust yourself in that. You get to use your wisdom in that. And so I really hope you will take this to heart and think about how can I go about life having less unmade decisions, carrying less burden of open decisions. I think about it like, you know, like the computer screen when you have like 30 screens open on the internet and it's like so many different things. That's unmade decisions. So how can you get it down to as few open unmade decisions as possible and feel confident in the decisions you're making? That's what I want you to think about this week. And if you're like, Sarah, that sounds great, but how do I do that? How do I actually get myself to make those decisions? Reach out. I can help you do it. I can help you make those decisions. And I would be honored to be your support person in that process. So click the apply button in the show notes and we can start making you a decision-making machine. I hope you all have a great week. I look forward to talking to you next week. I believe, next week is an episode. Oh, my dog must hear somebody. Next week is an episode with a guest actually talking about how she made the decision to stop trying to conceive. So I hope that you guys will tune in and listen to her story. And I hope you all have a great, great, great week of March. I will talk to you later.
Hey there, Inspired Mama. If you enjoyed this show, I want to invite you to leave a review in your podcast player. This helps to share the message with so many more women just like you. Also, if you know of another hopeful mama on her path to motherhood, please share this episode with her. I would love to get this into the ears of anyone who needs to hear it. If you are ready to step this work up and not only learn these tools, but to apply them to your unique story, head to the link in the show notes to apply for a free consult call. I would be honored to help you.